Appendix E, Combined and Partnered Urban Operations. This appendix describes urban operations with partner forces. The appendix details integration of objective training conditions that are needed to facilitate integrated, progressive, realistic training environments and highlights unique aspects of training for urban operations in dense urban terrain. In today's complex operational environment, United States Army and Marine forces will rarely conduct operations by themselves. While they may have singularly Army or Marine organization, personnel, and equipment at tactical levels, partner cooperation and coordination is usually present at the operational and strategic levels surrounding any urban operation. Army commanders create and sustain situational understanding through collaborative planning, integration, and training within their organization and with unified action partners to facilitate unity of effort. They provide a clear commander's intent and use mission orders to assign tasks, allocate resources, and issue broad guidance. Combined arms are the synchronized and simultaneous application of arms to achieve an effect greater than if each element was used separately or sequentially, ADP 3.0. Like unilateral combined arms, United States forces often conduct urban warfare as part of a larger partnered and joint force or at the request of a host nation. In limited contingency operation competition or crisis settings where combat authorities stem from the requested support of the host nation, often partnered planning will require close development of relationships and coordination across global time zones and multiple language barriers. While NATO, America, Britain, Canada, and New Zealand, known as ABCANs, standardization agreements and doctrine can be helpful, unit headquarters and staffs must be familiar with them as a starting point to understanding how a partner will fight, along with their equivalent .mil PFP construct. Specific to urban operations are Allied Land Tactical Publication 3.2.1.2 and Standardization Agreements STANAGS 6509 and 2593, available at the NATO Standardization Office website, https://nso.nato.int/nso/. Partner nations and their security forces will likely also have operations security and classification or security of information concerns, just as United States forces will. Key to sharing information is building mutual trust and close echelon parity across deliberate and purpose-built commander and staff relationships, which will allow synchronization of operations without placing United States or partners in a position of risk to their forces or to their mission. Study and practice through training of these materials, along with multinational exercises, can facilitate a basis of understanding for what organizational integration points may exist. As with any operation, prior detailed rehearsal before an urban operation is key. Planning. The Theater Army, on behalf of the Army, is responsible for support functions in all theaters as designated by the GCC or higher. In this function, whether deploying assisted to a limited contingency-related urban operations or to an opposed A2AD environment, the Theater Army, in coordination with the JFC, will need to plan for and coordinate with partner forces or government agencies. Examples include establishing either status of force agreements or deployment-related JRSOI, sustainment-related acquisition, and cross-servicing agreements. Further, beginning with the end state in mind, these lines of effort should feasibly extend to past joint phase 4 or 5 and consider the return to competition peace term reconstruction or governance reestablishment aspects. The Joint Operation Planning and Execution System, known as JOPES, can help set the large logistic conditions in time and space when properly synchronized with the operation's time-phased force deployment list. The supporting requirements the Theater Army provides, and that may receive support from a partner nation or give it to them, as part of Army support to other services, can include missile defense, fire support, base defense, transportation, fuel distribution, general engineering, intra-theater medical evacuation, logistics management, communications, seaburn defense, explosive ordnance disposal. As United States forces will usually not seek to remain as an occupier of a defeated force's land area, partner and host nation planning for the repair, replacement, or reestablishment of governance and economy is key. This will predominantly occur in major cities as part of urban stability operations. While the other operational variables are important, they typically cannot function without the latter, along with strong, continuous security. The basic goal after combat operations is to return the populace to a state of relative and stable peace as soon as possible, favorable to United States and partner interests. After careful assessments, urban operations partner plans may include options to either re-empower existing trusted HNSF or to disband, rearm, and reorganize security forces favorable to partners and host nation after limited contingency or large-scale combat. Partnered urban operations must also acknowledge that the combined force will not only be fighting with common tactical techniques, but that the combined force will also be required to implement both government's policy directives and objectives. While other United States government, NGO, or civilian agencies can assist in this regard once stable security has been reestablished, the security handover to transition forces should remain the purview of the Joint Force or Task Force Commander. Integration and execution. As with unilateral United States urban operations, setting conditions on the outside of the city is often as important as being able to conduct rapid, lethal combat to defeat the enemy within. As partner plans are made, staffs carefully analyze friendly force strengths and weaknesses within their respective formations and seek to fill any of those operational gaps with trained personnel, organizations, or equipment that can strengthen or synergize the total force across multiple domains and dimensions. Regionally aligned forces and relationships help facilitate integration and execution, building relationships and knowledge over time. This may include using or developing information systems, sharing hardware or software, using cultural or language subject matter experts in particularly beneficial urban areas, or distributing task organization to ensure comprehensively capable combined arms teams. Another basic instance is one force's armor battalion with another force's infantry or other combat arms branch, or some suitable combination subject to the needs of the mission or the threat. As plans are finalized in operations or training, true integration as the last stage of JRSOI, when combat units, commanders, and staffs are able to arrive on the ground and begin preparation and rehearsal for the urban operations mission. In limited contingency operations, United States and partnered forces may have the advantage of time and exterior lines to the city, but should be prepared for counterattacks or breakout attempts. In large-scale combat operations involving urban areas, the scale of forces used may be comparatively large to a capable irregular threat within the city. However, large-scale combat against a peer threat should account for necessary urban operations to occupy, seize, or destroy cities that contain aerial or sea-based ports of debarkation. In this case, United States forces may be comparatively smaller to land-based partner nations not requiring expeditionary deployment. These forces may be initially under the command of a partner nation joint force commander until they can better augment joint force land component commander forces. While United States or partner formations at the platoon, company, or battalion levels will often remain organically pure, partners or their capabilities may be attached to the task-organized teams. Partner integration often occurs at the brigade and regiment level, but coordination is conducted at echelons above brigade, where most partner nation integration may occur at the division or corps operational level. These staffs should be best functionally organized and equipped to deal with urban operations complexity. This may require acquiring significant equipment not found in organic United States formation modified tables of organization and equipment to facilitate interoperability. Tactical integration of communication assets, providing clear delineation of roles and responsibilities, and distinguishing objectives and fire coordination measures must occur down to lowest tactical levels. Further integration preparation includes providing liaison officers and other C2 outlets. These personnel should interface within partnered staff access to HNSF headquarters, have access to essential service providers, SWAT MSO, fire, EMS, police, and governance organizations. Access to host nation media or major companies or corporations is also beneficial to stability. Finally, once plans are made, rehearsed, and optimal partnered combined arms teams are built, COP understanding for current operations, future operations, and plans must be synchronized with the Joint Force Commander's concept and within Army/Marine Corps staffs at echelons above brigade. This likely will entail units creating mutual liaison space, having regular coordination points, and procedures for sharing of products throughout the commanding headquarters joint targeting cycle and battle rhythm. Training. United States forces preparing for partnered operations may have the opportunity at home station to integrate with visiting leaders and units and conduct rehearsals, but more likely, such opportunity will exist with brigade and above units that conduct CTC exercises with partner forces. In any case, United States units must carefully assess the training proficiency level of their own and partner nation troops, units, staffs, and commanders. Lack of training or preparation found for urban tasks may require the delay of operations to retrain unilaterally or in an integrated fashion until commanders are confident that their units are proficient. See Appendix D. Training for host nation or partner forces can include supporting foreign internal defense to bolster indigenous forces, security force cooperation, or security force assistance in support of reassembling a viable security force from a defeated enemy. In addition to training for security, these partner training plans should consider dealing with cascading contingency effects that result from military operations in cities. For example, scenarios could include COAs that are designed to deal with or prevent urban events, such as destruction of key sewage, water, power, trash, or health infrastructure that results in an epidemic among troops and populace. Further exacerbated by a lack of people to conduct agricultural harvesting or economic production that lends to starvation effects. Force health protection is essential in this situation. Training for dealing with a civilian populace should include such topics as found in JP 3-06, such as civil military operations, planning, preparation, and execution of MGO, populace and resource control, health support to civilians, logistics support to civilians and civil agencies, security and protection of civil agencies, and foreign humanitarian assistance. Forward-postured forces can plan exercise training design around partnered defense of host nation cities, ranging from tabletop exercises to tactical exercises without troops. Such planning and coordination can help develop partner relationships, serve as the basis for planning, and greatly enhance personnel and equipment interoperability. Additionally, the United States Army Corps of Engineers can lead urban search and rescue training or provide task forces to units when coordinated for. ATP 3-06, 21 July 2022, by order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General United States Army Chief of Staff. Official, Mark F. Averill, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army. Distribution, Active Army, Army National Guard, United States Army Reserve, Marine Corps, and United States Marine Corps Reserve, to be distributed in accordance with the initial distribution number 111233, requirements for ATP 3-06/MCTP 12-10 Bravo. Reviewed and approved this date. Signed, Scott A. Garris, Colonel, United States Marine Corps. Commanding Officer, Marine Corps Tactics and Operations Group.